How's it going, gentlemen? This is Scott McKay, and once again, you're tuned into an audio program from X and Y Communications. My guest today is none other than Stephen Nash, all the way from New York City, who is the head of CEIC, Cutting Edge Image Consulting. Stephen, how's it going, man?
I'm good, Scott. How you doing, man?
It's going great here, man. I'm looking forward to a good discussion with you today because I think you're a rather unique individual in the world of men.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. To qualify that further, you're a very unique individual. You know, I guess that stands alone, right? But you're a very unique individual in the world of men's dating and seduction advice. You have lived at Project Hollywood as a full-time resident with Mystery and with Style and those guys. Yet you've undergone this transformation from kind of being in the pickup artist world to really teaching guys how to attract high-quality women. You and I talk about a lot of similar things. So tell us a little bit about how you were kind of immersed in the pickup world, but became this guy who has kind of a different mindset these days.
Well, you know, I would say it in a short answer. I would say that prior to learning anything about attracting women, I was I kind of lived by the law of chance and luck, which I think is the kind of default posture that most men are find themselves in. And then I kind of became involved in this PUA community. And like you said, I moved to Los Angeles, lived with Mystery and Style and TD and all these guys, and really began to kind of perform in real life. It's really, I think, what I would describe it. My girlfriend and I were actually just watching The Pickup Artist on TV while we had lunch, and because it's kind of a kick to see Mystery doing this stuff. And you know, really what these guys are learning how to do is how to perform the various behaviors that Mystery in this case, or in my case, you know, all of us were kind of pooling our intelligence at the time. We would kind of see something that worked and we would all begin to perform that. And, you know, it was pretty inauthentic. And I think you and I covered that in another audio session, but it wasn't exactly fulfilling. And what was interesting was that it was very unsuccessful because there's a number of things that I think women look for in men, and we won't get into the long list here, but one thing that comes to mind right away is integrity. And I think there was a strong disconnect between kind of how I was behaving and who I am. Now, in a 30-minute set, as we would call it, that you can pull that off, but you can't maintain that over, you know, even a date or two. And so it became clear to me that this was like not a path leading me to a relationship by any means, and nor was it really even getting me second or third dates with women. So I, you know, what I did was I just dropped everything and I came back to New York and kind of put the pieces back together and found that there had been some real social education that happened through that process, but that, you know, by abandoning all these gimmicks, I could kind of be myself and rely upon the new social intelligence that I had accumulated. And suddenly I started having a great deal of success because who you naturally are is something you can't really run away from. I mean, to be totally candid with you, I'm not an outgoing kind of life of the party person. I'm more somebody who thrives in a one-on-one situation. So the idea of me going out to bars and clubs and everything really was not in my personality at all. But I was able to find success because I learned how to socialize, but I also learned how not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Because the trick is that not only can you not kind of become or even fool somebody trying to perform as, you know, some pickup artist or something, but it will come across as completely disingenuous. So I think that really the directions that I took over the years were motivated by just a lack of success. And eventually I returned to myself, but as a socially intelligent person. And so what I've tried to do is extract the socially intelligent part, you know, the pieces that I feel are teachable, things like social skills, and pass those on to guys. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that's kind of how I see that.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, by way of description there, you said you'd move back to New York. I think we can all tell that because we hear the buses and taxis. And
oh, everything. Can you hear that? Oh, yeah. I know. I was closing up all my windows in the apartment thinking, geez, I don't want this.
No, it's great. Every time we talk to someone who's in New York City, we can always hear New York in the background. It's kind of cool.
Well, you're lucky it's not a bunch of banging and pounding because we've got construction going on all around us.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you're right on track with what I wanted to discuss today, because I think a lot of times these guys, when they get online and say, okay, what I really want is to find one great girlfriend or how to get a great woman in my life, they end up finding or stumbling upon something that teaches them how to become a pickup artist or gets them kind of trained to be a pickup artist. And yeah, you know, I think guys always want to think that they have total mastery over women, that they can just have this ability to draw women into their lives, and that kind of equates to being a pickup artist, but it doesn't necessarily equate to being the kind of guy that a guy at his core really wants to be, which is this great man who has a great woman in his life, or, you know, maybe is dating around a little bit in search of one great woman. You know, to each his own, and sure, there's different strokes for different folks. But the point here is, I think when you talk about being trained as a pickup artist, a lot of guys who are pickup artists are very extroverted, they're very outgoing, and their natural tendency is to want to teach guys to be more like them. You know, you've got to be the life of the party. Being at a bar or a club is everything. And if you can't go in there and just kind of throw out your hands and say, here I am, or spin around, or do some kind of really cool magic trick like Mystery would, or have some kind of routine or something that would portray you as being this life of the party guy, then you know what? The subliminal message there, well, sometimes it's kind of overt of a message, isn't it? Is that you're not going to succeed with women. You have got to become this guy. And listening to you talk, Stephen, I think you're very much talking like a guy who's naturally an introverted personality.
Yeah, definitely.
Introverted not meaning shy, but introverted meaning, you know, being more energized by solitude than by being this life of the party and being better with one-on-one situations.
Yeah.
What would you tell a guy who is not necessarily that extroverted guy, or maybe his sense of humor isn't cocky funny like a David D'Angelo would say, but you know, he's more of a goofball, or he's more kind of nerdy but funny, or, you know, any number of types of personalities. What would you tell these guys about being authentic, kind of in combination with being a guy who can actually truly attract women?
Well, I think the word that comes, there's a bunch of things that come to mind. I hope I can consolidate them into a clear answer. But the first thing that comes to mind is that I think when you're a guy who's insecure and kind of lacks some success in this area of life, and you go to the internet and you find someone's website, and it suddenly appeals to you in a way, and I think the unwritten rule or the unwritten message that comes through on many of them is as follows, is that as you are, you're not attractive, and you will have to completely change how you are in order to be attractive to women. And I, first thing I want to tell people is don't believe the hype, because, number one, a lot of these guys who promote themselves, or at least in that way, are not people that I think are really having the kind of success that you might want. So be suspicious of anything that seems to be seeking you to completely veer off the course in life that you're on. But the bigger answer there would be that, you know, there's a difference between gimmicks and skill. Gimmick is kind of like, I'm going to perform as Macduff tonight, and I got to learn my lines, and I've got to learn how to stand and how to dress. The costume person is going to come in, and they're going to make me up, and I'm going to go out there and perform as this Macduff, and hopefully it will be convincing. That's gimmickry, and that's really the performance level that I'm using as a means of comparison. But what I teach, and I think what you teach, and what I think is trustworthy, is the level of skill. And what's nice about a skill is that, you know, if you pay attention to sports, for example, if you watch basketball, we're having the NBA season begin. If you watch basketball, everybody shoots a free throw differently. No one looks exactly the same. There are certain things that are similar within all of them. You know, they might have their elbow in the position, or they release and they flick their wrist, and all these things are very consistent, but everybody is also using their own body, their own personality, their own psyche is involved. Everything contributes to this one motion. So, you know, that is akin to what we're talking about here. They all have the skill of shooting a foul shot. So what we're describing, or what I try to teach at least, is things like flirting, things like teasing, things like building rapport, things like forming connections, things like beginning a conversation. And what's nice is that when you teach skills, it already, by sheer definition, works for different personality types, simply because it's like I'm handing you a hammer. You're going to use that hammer however your body and your psychology sees fit, there are certain ways that I'll teach you how to use the hammer so that you effectively drive that nail through the board and quickly. But, you know, it's not asking you in any way, shape, or form to suddenly become somebody else. And in the realm of dating and relating with women, it's tremendously important that you understand that because, you know, the level of performance might look good on television, it might read great online, but in real life, I'm here to tell you because I lived it, it is truly unfulfilling and it does not, even if you're not even looking for a girlfriend, if you're just looking to date and kind of play around for a while, which is totally fine, I think, you know, even if that's just what you're seeking, you know, the performance kind of mindset, the mindset which is very common. I have low self-esteem. I don't feel good about myself. So I'm just going to perform. I'm going to become something like what Mystery describes or Neil or any of these guys describes. And then suddenly you find yourself perhaps, you know, more social, but you still aren't really to the promised land because you're suddenly disconnecting from yourself and people who are healthy, in my experience, will be able to smell that on you, and they won't trust you, and you won't be able to have an ongoing connection with them. That's what I found, and I see that all the time. Why do pickup artists not have girlfriends? Well, there's your answer.
Yeah, you know, if you're authentically that guy, if Mystery and Neil are authentic in who they are, that's cool. But it's hard for someone else to become exactly like another persona and be authentic with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right. How about when this goes from just meeting women and approaching women, like we talked about, to becoming actually to the point where you're building a relationship with a woman? I know, like me, you found a great woman and you're building a life with her. I think that's super killer.
Yeah.
How does your personality type and who you are translate to doing the right thing in a situation like that long term?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think the simple answer is lifestyle. And what I mean by that is this, is that, you know, the way that I met my girlfriend was really through the course of really living my own life. I had kind of abandoned the idea of going out for the sole purpose of picking up girls. I realized that that was not a fruitful endeavor and that I had the cart before the horse. This should look like this. You as an individual living your life as fully as you possibly can. And as you do that, you meet people through the course of hopefully learning some social skills and through learning some life skills about how to really put yourself on course and how to stay on that course. And what happens is that as you do things, as you live in a certain way that really feels in harmony with your own nature, that's different for everybody. But as you do that, what you'll find is that your social circle becomes more and more vibrant, healthy, kindred spirited. There are people coming into your world who are really sharing your values and your goals in life, and this is exactly what happened to me. And so it makes perfect sense that through that course that you would meet women in particular who with whom you can share more than just, you know, 30 minutes in a bar. And I really feel that the principle that underlies that, and it's an enormously important idea for men to understand, is a principle called autonomy, which is really where you are the governor of your life. And so many people are, you know, influenced externally, and that's part of the struggle. And that doesn't mean to be closed off to help, because some people have great ideas, but to really be a governor of your life. And what happens is that you begin to forge like a real confidence. This is not a performed confidence or just a confidence that works in a bar or a social situation. It is an enduring life confidence. And this kind of confidence is the thing that can really motivate you through really significant challenges. And, you know, this is not a kind world on many days, and in order to stay true and honest to who you feel you really are, it will take some tough decisions. This kind of action, this kind of living, the image I like to have is like you become kind of a magnet. You become a source of energy and really, hopefully not to dive off into too much of New Agey talk here, but kind of a source of like a magnet. You begin to attract people into your world who can really buy into that vision as well. And that is exactly how I think men should approach the realm of not only meeting the right woman, as you asked, but to maintain that too, because there becomes this principle of integrity, which becomes more and more critical the longer term the relationship continues, because the stakes increase every single day, and it really puts the onus on, at least for me, like the men, to be really honest and truthful about who they are, their direction, and how that can be communicated best with a, you know, a loving partner. So this principle of autonomy is absolutely vital, and I don't think any healthy relationship is without it.
Yeah, long term, a guy has to know that the woman trusts him, and the woman has to be able to know that her guy is trustworthy. It kind of comes full circle.
Trustworthiness, exactly. Yeah. And how you obtain and maintain that, which is, let me tell you, that is like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow with a really quality woman. If you can obtain that and maintain that, that is really worth every hour of sweat you might put into learning these social skills and driving that boat of yours forward through the world. It's can't be described. You know, it's very special.
Well, I'll tell you what, it seems like you and I think absolutely alike on a lot of things here, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Now, you have a new program out that's called The Natural Art of the Pickup. You know, ironically, the word pickup is in the title here. What makes this program different, and what's going to be interesting about it to the guys who are listening?
Well, I use the word pickup really because there's an absence of anything else that would relate to exactly what I'm talking about. But what I'm conveying or teaching in this program is all of the social intelligence that I've obtained over the years, basically held within a body of about 25 social skills that I think a guy can learn from me, put this in the toolbox, and use it in any and all situation that he might come across in his life. I say pick up because many of them relate to meeting women and attracting women. Things like flirting, teasing, telling a story in an interesting way, how to begin the conversation, how to open that conversation up in a way that, that kind of sets the table for something romantic and compelling. You know, these are directly related to meeting and attracting women. And, you know, the word in our jargon, at least, is for that is pickup. But really, the objective of this coaching program is for a guy to walk away from it suddenly now with a kit of tools overflowing with effective skills that will enable him to meet and attract women regardless of where he is, what situation, what time. All of this is all made irrelevant because he now owns the skill and it can transfer from situation to situation. So if you're a guy that doesn't want to go to bars and clubs like, you know, I was, this is ideal because you can use it in cafes and streets and parks and lounges and other events, parties, social circle. You know, I was always very leery of using pickup skills in a social circle situation, and my leeriness was quite grounded in the truth because it was kind of weird. You know, so I never did that, but once I became aware that there are skills within all of this that can be, you know, used in any situation, I suddenly felt really freed. So that's what I aim to give a guy, is the freedom to kind of be himself, but to allow that personality of his to flow through a social skill that I know works in meeting and attracting women.
Outstanding stuff. You know what, man? You don't even hear the dump trucks backing up in the horns anymore, do you? You're just oblivious to it as a New Yorker, aren't you?
Oh man, me? Absolutely. I sleep to it. It's like my, it's totally, yeah, I don't hear it at all.
You know, I went to college in downtown Philadelphia at Temple University for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and the subway line, you know, on Broad Street was right outside where we lived. And, you know, for years after that, I could not go to sleep in a room that was quiet.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it for years. Always a pleasure. You know, guys, this is some innovative stuff here. Definitely, Steven's got a very unique perspective, having come from the pickup artist lifestyle to where he is today. Worth listening to. It's worth checking out The Natural Art of the Pickup. To do so, I've got a URL set up for you. That's www.deservewhatyouwant.com/natural art. And I know Natural Art is a surfboard company out in Hawaii or something, but it's also half the name of Steven's new program, and that works for us. So deservewhatyouwant.com/natural art. Learn more about what Steven's got going on. And if you're one of Steven's guys listening to this, I've got a URL set up for you too. That's www.thechickwhisperer.com/CEIC. Steven, always a pleasure, man.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Great time talking to you, man.
This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Until I talk at you guys again real soon, be good.